Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 13, and if you've been keeping up, one of the questions you may have is, what in the world is going on here? Why are we being fed this story? Well, remember, these are the ripple effects of David's sin. And as we read through the entire Bible, we may just want to throw up our hands again and say, Adam failed. Abraham failed, Jacob failed, Moses failed, Saul failed, and now David, the man after God's own heart, is the next domino to fall. The kingdom of God, the people of God at this point, are not safe under David's rule. Not even the king's daughter is safe. Her own father chooses to remain passive. He takes no action against his oldest son. And perhaps he thinks he has no business doing so since he himself committed adultery, but whatever the case, David fails at this point. But there is a promise given to us in God's word that the Lord's anointed one would not fail, that he would bring good news to the afflicted, that he would bind up the brokenhearted, that he would comfort all who mourn, that he would give a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, everlasting joy instead of shame. And as we have already seen, God is faithful to his word. Jesus comes and he bears our guilt and shame and brings to us new life, free of shame. He holds out the offer of wholeness to a shattered heart, joy instead of sorrow, praise instead of distress. He holds out that promise to those as broken as Tamar that sin will be paid for either by his cross or each man will bear himself the penalty and guilt of his own sin. And so, are you a Tamar this morning? You have felt the sting and destruction of abuse. You feel like your life has nothing more to offer. You feel like you are the outcast, that you've been thrown out like the trash. Well, you need to know this, that Jesus gives beauty for ashes, that he restores life, that he can make your heart whole because he offers not to clean up your life, but to give you new life in his eternal kingdom, where there will be no sin or humiliation or shame. And as much as we may not like it now, God holds out that offer to people as wicked as Amnon, because grace is greater than all our sin. As you pray today, please remember Brian and Pam Reisner and their family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Marigoli LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya in Tanzania.